Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for December 2009, here on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'm Brian Parsons, your host, as we reflect on the most important paranormal news stories of the last month. In cryptid news, a possible sighting in central Pennsylvania has a familiar ring to it. A man hiking along the Appalachian Trail came across a structure he described as a fort. He then heard some grunting that startled him as he began filming the scene with his flip phone. The man and his wife then suddenly left the area, fearing what the noise could potentially be. It was later discovered that the film he captured contained a possible image of an upright creature hiding behind a tree. The familiar ring I referred to was the fact that a Bigfoot investigator has suddenly appeared on the scene. None other than Tom Biscardi. The news footage bills him as a Bigfoot investigator with vast knowledge, experience, and examples of evidence. What they failed to report, however, was the fact that this was the same guy who was at the center of the Georgia Bigfoot hoax that took place in 2008, as well as a previous one in 2006. This story broke early in November, and so far I've been unable to find any updates. And in UFO news, the Vatican has called in experts from all over the world to help answer one question. Are we alone in the universe? 30 scientists discussed this possibility that could help shift the belief even farther in favor of potential disclosure. So far, nothing earth-shattering has come from this conference, but it is still a small step forward in the world belief system. UFO reports continue to flow in from all over the world. Well, granted, many of them are mistaken identity, and of course that's why they are called unidentified flying objects. But a small percentage of them are slowly adding to the incredible number of UFO sightings that have occurred in recent years. In ghost news, it was a busy year on the ghost investigation scene in 2009. My group was busy as well with being involved in a couple conventions, several appearances, working with new technology, new groups, and of course, many investigations. We have a lot of irons in the fire for 2010, but here on the Paranormal News Insider, I would like to spend the first few months taking some time to reflect back on 2009. If you have a highlight about your group, an investigation, or anything you accomplished in this field in 2009, I would like to hear it here. Let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. And in other news, conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. Really, for 2009, I only see one left on my calendar. It is the Extreme Paracon in Cincinnati, Ohio. That takes place December 11th through the 13th. And of course, this one was delayed back from a few months ago. 2010 is shaping up to be another active year in the conference and convention scene. The second annual Morgantown Paranormal Conference takes place in Morgantown, West Virginia on February 20th. The 19th annual International UFO Congress Convention and Film Festival takes place February 21st through the 27th in Laughlin, Nevada. The Gulf Coast Paracon 2010 takes place February 26th through the 28th in Fairhope, Alabama. Texas Ghost Show on March 12th and 13th in Beaumont, Texas. March 12th, 13th, and 14th brings the EPICON, the Eastern Paranormal Investigators Co-op Conference, to Virginia Beach, Virginia. The Queen City Paracon in Cincinnati, Ohio on April 10th. May 7th and 8th is the Indiana Paranormal Convention in Danville, Indiana. The Shadows Paranormal and Wellness Expo takes place May 14th and 15th in Pascagoula, Mississippi, at the Jackson County Fairgrounds. The Can-Am Paracon takes place August 6th through the 8th in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. The Ohio Paranormal Convention, August 21st and 22nd. I'll be at that one speaking. The 9th Annual Mothman Festival kicks off September 18th and 19th. And where else but Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And the Northeast Ohio Paranormal Conference will return again this year. The date has yet to be decided. And just to let you know, we're not associated in any way with any event listed, unless otherwise stated, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for that particular information. For more information about these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Also, again, if your group has had any great discoveries or anything you would like to report here on the Paranormal News Insider that happened in 2009, please also let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the all-new Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next month on the Grandark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Anta Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.